Local resident Anthony Venery wants to put on a big musical benefit at Battle of Beaverdams Park on August 24, but Thorold City Council has some questions about the viability of the project. During Tuesday's City Council meeting, Venery gave a presentation on his proposal. "I believe we could use some more events in the city," he told councillors. "I think that this day would bring out the community to a great event in the park. We can make it an annual event if all goes well." Venery is proposing an exotic car show in the morning and early afternoon, followed by a ticketed event in the evening where three bands will take the stage, two local bands and one headliner that he's currently in negotiations with. He hopes to charge approximately $20 per ticket, and the goal of the benefit is to raise funds for the Niagara Peninsula Foundation for Children. The nonprofit is the beneficiary of many different organizations in the region, such as Wellspring Niagara, Autism Ontario, and Community Crew. "You can see that there's a lot of places in Thorold where the money ends up," Venery said. While councillors voiced their support for the event, there are some questions about the financial picture of the event. Venery is asking the city to provide fencing, porta-potties, picnic tables, as well as $5,000. "There's quite a bit of items that are asked for," said Councillor Henry D'Angela. "What's the exact cost? From a council perspective, we can't just jump on this and do this. We have to be reasonable, and I think we need to direct staff to come back with a report." But because Venery says he is already in negotiations with a headliner, he can't afford to wait on a staff report, which won't be ready until May 28. "I really don't have a lot of time," he said. "The show needs to go on somewhere. I didn't know the whole procedure as far as City Hall is concerned, but it's really time-sensitive because I need to either take it or leave it when a proposal comes back, which I'm expecting in a few days. So I need to know if I have a venue." When asked for her input, Director of Finance Mario Maro said that she thinks the event warrants a staff report first. "We need to make sure we do things properly," agreed Councillor Anthony Longo. "There are a lot of liability issues here with insurance, and I'd really feel a lot more comfortable with staff coming back with a wholesome report itemizing everything." Councillor Jim Handley asked Maro why City Hall hadn't started work on the project yet. "Staff has been criticized in the past when we run with these things without council approval," Maro answered. Director of Community Services Jeff Hallman said he'll do his best to work with Venery and deliver an update on the project at the next council meeting on May 7.